Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. I have actually lived in St. Louis longer than I've lived anywhere else in my life. So it's a familiar place to me, and as the years go and things come and go, familiar things happen. So it's fall again, late fall, and I like fall in general. It's because sweat is bad and sweaters are good. So there's colorful leaves, a few still left, and under your feet crunching leaves, and I like fall. But there's one thing that I don't enjoy, it's happening again this year, about the late fall, and that is it's getting darker these days. There's less light for the day, and as we move toward the end of December, December 21st, the light will grow shorter and a little bit less each day. So it's darker these days. And in case you hadn't thought about it like this, let me assure you that darkness is powerful. It has an unmistakable and an irresistible and undeniable authority. Darkness forces you to do certain things, and it prevents you from doing other things. Now, of course, in our lives and in our context, we can artificially generate a lot of light. And so we could actually live our whole lives, I think, without ever actually experiencing darkness, at least total physical darkness. And so it would be easy, maybe, for us to lose sight of its authority, but darkness has real power. Darkness, for instance, forces you to go slowly because you can't see where you're going. And in complete darkness, you will get lost and you will never get to where you need to go. Darkness forces you to be cautious and sometimes to be afraid. It can be something as simple as walking in the middle of the night to the bathroom, but being cautious because you don't want to reconfigure the shape of your toes. More seriously, you could find yourself on a narrow, steep trail in the mountains in the dark. And then you had better be afraid, because darkness can hurt you. Ultimately, if you think about it, darkness can actually kill us. Apparently, from National Geographic, we learn that there are strange creatures living at the bottom of the sea, way down there in the dark, and they're able to live. But as I recall those funny pictures from long ago, perhaps they can live only because they have the ability artificially to generate their own light. But all living things, and we included, need light to stay alive. Up in northern places like Alaska or northern Canada, people get depressed in the dark. Human beings can ultimately go insane and become sick and die because it's dark. Now that's authority. That's power. It's darker these days in the last week of the church year. Holy Scriptures tell us, in general, that our world will not keep getting better every day in every way. We don't know, of course, the decisive day of Christ or when it will come. We pray for it and we watch. But without sounding too apocalyptic, it's getting darker out there, and darkness has real authority. Maybe in the spiritual sense, darkness's most potent power is to keep us from seeing what we're really doing. That's why you can't fix anything in the dark, and you can't really create anything in the dark. I may think that I am, but then the light comes on and I learn what I was really doing all along. We call it one thing, but the light shows that it's really something else. I call it being busy and efficient, but that's what the darkness wants me to think. In the light, it looks like I've been neglecting the people that God has given me to love. In the darkness, I can call it being cutting edge, out in front, leading the way, entrepreneurial ministry. In the light, it just looks like ambition and the desire that others would praise me. In the dark, I think I'm just too busy. In the light, I see that I just didn't care enough. Dear family of God in Jesus Christ, I have some really good news to tell you. I want you to listen again to verses 13 and 14 of the reading from Colossians 1, but I'm going to put on the front of it verse 12. Listen. With joy, giving thanks to the Father, who made us sufficient for a portion of the saints' inheritance in the light. He rescued us from the authority of darkness, and he transferred us to the reign of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. It's darker these days, and if you're like me, you can feel the darkness pulling on you, and you grow weary of fighting its authority. But Holy Scripture says this, that God has snatched you out of the authority of darkness. He has rescued you from a life lived under that power. Now, do we still feel its power? Of course we do. But do you live under the authority of darkness? No, you do not. God has rescued you from that authority and transferred you to another authority, to a kingdom, to a reign, to the kingly authority of the Son of God, to the authority of Jesus. It's not about defeating the darkness yourself. It's about living under the proper authority, the authority of Jesus. St. Paul says that in him, in this Jesus, we have redemption. Now, you all have felt this just as I have. You have felt the times when it seems like the darkness is your master and you are its slave. But Jesus gave himself up to take you away from that slave master and to make you his own dear property. Jesus gave himself up willingly in love. He surrendered his authority and he went down under the darkness and he died because he loved you. Do you remember? It was dark on that day. But God raised him from the dead. And Christ drove back the darkness. And now he lives. He lives and he rules and he exercises his authority over all authorities, over every authority in heaven and on earth. And because you are baptized into Jesus Christ, God has snatched you away from that authority to live under the authority of Christ. And so every day, Jesus Christ drives back the darkness. Does it still pull at you? Of course it does. The darkness of guilt over past sin, maybe over sin not so past, maybe sin committed yesterday or sin committed this morning. I tell you, you are no longer in the darkness. Jesus rules over you, and with authority, he speaks. And he says, "My daughter, my son, I forgive your sin, and I take it away. You are mine." Does it pull at you? Of course it does. The darkness of fear, wondering where you're going, wondering what danger lurks, wondering whether or not you will fall. Sisters and brothers, you are no longer in the darkness. You are no longer under that authority. Jesus rules over you. And with his authority, he says, "Follow me." As a student, as a worker, as a teacher, as a father or a mother or a friend, just follow me. I am with you in your life. I gave you your life. You don't need to know where it goes. You are walking in the light. And if you fall, I will pick you up. And he will do it, because with Jesus, you may always begin again. The darkness beckons, and we feel it. It says you won't make it. It says you're not good enough. Dear Christians, you are not under that authority any longer. I don't know what the future holds precisely for you or me or anybody. And I don't know how it will go in your work or your classes or your ministry. But I know this, because God's word declares it. In Jesus, the Father has made you good enough. Good enough to have a share. Good enough to have a place. A place in the inheritance of the saints in the light. Think of it. Jesus gave himself down into the darkness, and then came the light. The glory, the goodness, the life, when he rose up from the dead. That light, that glory, that goodness, that truth, that life, that love, that light belongs to you. It is your inheritance. And when he comes again, perhaps today, when he comes again, you will live in that light. And you will have a place, because you are good enough. God the Father has made you to be good enough for the day when the darkness is gone and the light of Christ is all that remains. Listen. Listen. With joy, giving thanks to the Father who has made you sufficient for a portion of the saints' inheritance in the light. He has rescued you and transferred you from the authority of darkness to the kingly rule of the Son of his love. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.